A technician at the site of Inficon in East Syracuse is putting the finishing touches on a suitcase-sized green plastic machine called the HapSite. The HapSite is a portable gas chromatograph mass spectrometer. I'll say that one more time. Portable gas chromatograph mass spectrometer. Its name is an acronym for hazardous air pollutants on site. Inficon recently filled an order for the portable gas detectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The OPCW was called in shortly after the U.S. and Russia brokered a deal for Syria to give up its stockpile of chemical weapons. How the HapSite works, product manager Amy Arnold explained, is by taking in air samples and breaking them down into smaller and smaller parts.
And so we can take these different fragments as a fingerprint of a chemical. And we have a library on board. So the fingerprint of the chemical matches the library and produces an identification. So something completely unknown can be identified by a product.
It's able to process those results in about 10 minutes. Inficon president Peter Meyer says it's an important tool out in the field.
So it identifies and quantifies and does it extremely accurately, extremely reliable, so you can basically take your gas mask off. That's really the key test. Do you trust your instrument enough to take the mask off?
The HapSite has been in development for about 15 years. It's on its fifth generation now. All the development and assembly work is done here in East Syracuse. The U.S. military is another major customer. Now, for Arnold and the team working on the HapSite, knowing that a Nobel Peace Prize winner is using their product is gratifying.
Yeah, that's where our whole goal is, to make sure that we have a piece of equipment that somebody can use so that we can keep our world safe. Simple as that. It really is.
In East Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.